New Delhi. India recorded a sharp and deeply concerning rise in in-person hate speech events in 2025, with at least 1,318 incidents documented across states and union territories, averaging more than 3 incidents a day. A comprehensive new report by the India Hate Lab finds that this surge reflects not isolated excesses but a sustained and organized pattern of public incitement, largely driven by Hindu nationalist organizations and political actors affiliated with the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party. The study points to a troubling shift in India's political culture, where hate speech has moved from the fringes into the mainstream of public mobilization. Researchers argue that the scale, frequency, and visibility of these events indicate a deliberate political strategy that undermines the rule of law and weakens the constitutional promise of equal citizenship. Minorities overwhelmingly targeted. According to the report, religious minorities bore the brunt of this escalation. Muslims were targeted in nearly all incidents, either exclusively or alongside Christians, accounting for about 98% of documented events. Hate speech directed at Christians also rose sharply, with a widening arc of hostility beyond a single community. Researchers note that the language used has become increasingly explicit and dehumanizing, with minorities portrayed as threats to society, culture, or national security. Such rhetoric, the report warns, lowers social inhibitions against discrimination and violence. Geography and political power. The highest number of incidents was recorded in Uttar Pradesh, followed by Maharashtra and Madhya Pradesh. Uttarakhand and the national capital region of Delhi also featured prominently. Nearly 9 out of 10 hate speech events took place in states governed by the BJP or its National Democratic Alliance partners. Several incidents were led directly by sitting ministers, chief ministers, or senior party leaders, many of whom also ranked among the most frequent individual speakers identified in the study. In contrast, opposition-ruled states saw a significant decline in hate speech incidents compared to 2024, even though some regions remained politically volatile ahead of elections. Flashpoints in mobilization. April emerged as the most volatile month of the year. A sharp spike in hate speech coincided with Ram Navami processions and public mobilization following the Pahalgam terror attack. The report notes that religious festivals and national security crises were repeatedly used as triggers to galvanize communal sentiment. Many events were organized or facilitated by Hindu nationalist groups such as the Vishwa Hindu Parishad, Bajrang Dal, and Antarashtriya Hindu Parishad. Over half of all speeches relied on conspiracy narratives that cast minorities as part of organized plots to undermine the Hindu majority. These included claims that Muslim men were targeting Hindu women through marriage, that Muslims were encroaching on land to alter demographics, or that food was being deliberately contaminated. Researchers stress that such claims lack evidence but are framed as everyday truths, making them powerful tools for mobilization. The content of the speeches raises a serious alarm. Nearly a quarter contained direct calls for violence or the use of arms. Others promoted social and economic boycotts or called for the removal and destruction of mosques, shrines, and churches. Disputed religious sites in Uttar Pradesh were frequently named, while Christians faced increased harassment toward the end of the year, including disruptions of prayer services during Christmas. Minorities were repeatedly described using language that stripped them of dignity and legitimacy, a pattern the report warns can normalize exclusion and make violence appear justified. Methodology and reach. The India Hate Lab applied United Nations standards to classify incidents, using the Rabat Plan of Action, which examines intent, speaker influence, audience reach, and the likelihood of harm. The analysis was based on verified videos, news reports, and field documentation. Nearly all of the hate speech events were broadcast online, primarily through Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram, vastly expanding their reach beyond physical gatherings and embedding them further into everyday political discourse.